Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ. I apologize for being late. I'm on CP time. It's 33 minutes left. Today's show is actually just going to be the promoting scene because tomorrow, I know I've been promising you guys that, you know, we're going to have this big relationship thing and, you know, women are going to come after the dudes and we're going to come after the females and it's going to be a big, massive argument and, yeah, I mean, no one's going to agree with no one because the guys are going to agree with the guys and the girls are going to agree with the girls and all this shit. That shit is going to happen tomorrow. I promise you, I apologize for everything, but tomorrow it will be happening. And the one that actually came up with the idea, the smooth, sexy Boricua, who came up with the idea and pretty much said she's going to shit on the male race. She loves men. She's strictly dickly. She does not like the clits. She likes dick. But she just says sometimes men can be dickheads. But she'll be popping in soon, sooner than later. And what we're going to do right here is just promote the show, talk about the show tomorrow, and we're going to be, you know, playing music, all types of shit. So make sure you hit us up. You know, we're going to be doing our thing. If you got any shout-outs, you know, last minute, well, any shout-outs, requests, whatever, hit us up at 914-338-1782. That's 914-338-1782. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, hit us up at Angry Bastard Radio on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. And you can hit us up on the Blog Talk Radio chat room tomorrow. Hopefully, the female, Boricua, hopefully she'll be able to get her computer up and running and she can do the chatting thing with you ladies and gentlemen in the rooms. And that's pretty much how it goes. You know, we're holding it down. You can hear about it. I just woke up. I mean, I woke up late. But that's pretty much what we do. You know, so make sure you hit us up. Don't fuck it up. And, here we go. Speaking of the sexy Boricua, she's right here. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Miss, yeah, unmuted, Miss, see, I don't know what to call you. You have, like, 3,000 names. First you went by Nana, then you went by Jessica. Like, I don't know. Which one?
How about Miss Thing, right?
Miss Thing, there we go. Give it up for Miss Thing, everybody. And she will be in the building tomorrow. She's the one that actually came up with this topic. So it's going to be very spicy. It's always going to be real juicy when a female comes up with it. Because if we come up with it, you know, females ain't gonna really want to listen. They're like, okay, all they're gonna do is bash women and this and that. But it's a lot different when a female comes up with a topic when she doesn't even work on the station. Now I'm trying to get her on here. You know, she thinks I'm a lame, so it might not go down. But I'm trying. But you folks out there, just better just pray to the Lord that you know, internet access doesn't get cut off or my phone gets cut off because then I should have deaded. But everything should be, you know, A-okay. A lot of topics that might come up tomorrow, I'm pretty sure one of them might be the MySpace situation. Is it true that should you erase your MySpace page when in a relationship? We'll have the answer for that for you tomorrow. Well, you might have two answers. You know, one from the male side, one from the female side. Or everyone might agree. As far as Miss Thang, you can hear it in the name, Miss Thang. Yeah, Miss Thang has some things going on. And I don't think she agrees with the mind space and the relationship thing. Now, I'm going to give my opinion today, and I'll give it to tomorrow. It'll probably be the same thing. But I feel as though if you're in a relationship, first of all, if you go on MySpace to pick up girls or guys, you're a homosexual. Because if you don't have enough game to go on the street and get a chick, you got to sit your fat, lazy ass in a chair and type up, ooh, she looks cute, and we talk to her. You look like a lame, that's number one. Number two, women mainly go on MySpace to, you know, chill with their friends or, you know, get a hold of people that they haven't seen in years. Why? Wow, majority of guys go in there to get coochie. So they're real lame for that. So a lot of women that aren't on there for dating, when they hear guys coming at them, trying to holler, you get another lame award. Because they're like, oh, what are you, a fucking lame? You went on a fucking dating site. And we're going to talk about these people that they pay these sites, like Black
People. Well, I have friends that do that, actually.
What, they pay sites?
Yes.
Wow. That's lame. If you pay to meet up with somebody, you're fucking lame. But why? I know people that, actually my uncle would travel. He would meet a chick like in Texas and travel to Texas. Now I can understand Jersey, New York, or New Jersey, Delaware, Jersey, Philly, or, South Carolina, North Carolina.
That's fun. South Carolina, North Carolina.
That depends on where you're at. But it's still like state to state. But I'm talking about like New York to Florida. Like, whoa, come on. Or Las Vegas to upstate New York. Like, that makes no sense. And people do it. But they feel as though, you know, oh, that's my soulmate. I gotta do it. Just one guy at my job, this old bastard, he has a wife. He's a piece of shit. He has a wife. And at his job, he has pictures of all the girls he's messed with in his little booth at work.
What?
And, yeah. And he brags about it, and, oh, yeah, this is, yeah, yo, look at this one, look at this one. And I've noticed all the girls that he picked, that he had sex with or messed with, they all looked unattractive. I'm like, why are you bragging about this, dog? But his wife looks like a fucking dinosaur, so maybe that explains it. But I don't understand. Sometimes I feel kind of out of place because it's like GQ, I would love to get married. I want to get married. But it's like him and what he does, that's the motherfucker that gives Negroes like myself a bad name.
But you know what's so funny? Today I was in the car with my friend and her husband, and we went out to get something to eat. She went to get something at a restaurant real quick because she didn't want to cook. So
yeah.
While we were in the restaurant, her man was like circling around the block because there was no parking with their son in the back, you know, in the back seat. So mind you, there was these girls or whatever by the bus stop. So they must have seen when we got out the car, you know, to go get the food. So tell me how Shorty was when we have, just before getting inside the car, Shorty was licking her lips and go like, to the door. Knowing that we just got out the car and hello, homegirl was in the passenger ride. I mean, hello, whose man is that going to be?
Exactly.
I'm like, fucking disgusting. Bitches.
And there's females for you. Scandalous. Now, not all women are like that, but
it might not work.
It's like, no, I think women are worse because they get away with it.
No.
They get away with it.
We might get away with it, but you guys are just like, we just have to accept your shit. That's the whole point. Oh, I'm a man. I have to do that. That's bullshit.
No. Because I'm a man, and I don't do things because, oh, I'm a male. I have to do it.
Well, supposedly that's you, but other guys different?
You know, when I have to use the bathroom, I urinate in the bathroom. I don't say, oh, I have a dick. Let me just pull my dick out and piss in the middle of the street, because I can do that, and men do that.
Whatever.
I don't say, hey, you know what? My nuts itch. Let me just scratch my nuts in the middle of the store. It's because I'm a man, I have nuts, and I can do that.
Whatever. Yeah, it's just full of shit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you see why it's going to be a good topic? Because Miss Thang over here.
Yes, we're. Oh, well, it's a man. I mean, we got needs. If a girl do the same thing that y'all do, we will be a hoe. But because y'all do it,
I don't feel that way.
Well,
I feel
then, you know what, whatever, then you're probably, what, one in, whatever, a million, 3 million,
yeah, I'm
million?
Definitely one in a million. Like, this one guy, this guy at my bank the other day, he told me, he's like, oh, man, I was watching his porno with my girl, one of his jump offs. And he's like,
look at that jump off. Exactly. That's a perfect example. One of his jump offs.
That's what he said.
So, you're using a bad example because you're over here trying to say that men aren't dogs, but you're saying
no,
that...
No. Excuse me.
That's the whole porno.
You can check the archives because I never said that guys... I'm not sticking up for these crab-ass niggas. I'm saying for me. And I'm saying not all guys are like that. Until you met every single guy in the United States, laughing in the fucking world, in the universe, until you met every single one of them, you can't say all male, the whole male race.
Well, I'm
like
not
that.
Saying
just,
that. I'm just saying a lot of them. A lot of men get treated the way they do because
exactly, and that's wrong.
History.
And that's wrong.
But guess what? It's the same thing because if somebody does you dirty, let's say you only date African women, and all the same African women, they always cheat on you, and they always do this, and they always do that, and all the single time.
Well, first
and
of all,
ten
you know what?
Them,
first of all,
excuse me, 10 or 12 of them, and they always cheat on you. You're going to be like, damn, I don't think I should mess with an African woman. Let me try something else.
Well, first of all, I don't mess with African women because I'm very
private.
I'm very private with my women, and Africans, women, they walk around butt-ass naked, and there's no privacy.
Well, I wouldn't know that because I'm not African, but I will say
that. I don't want to hear the next dude saying, oh, yo, dog, I saw your girl butt-ass naked yesterday. But, oh, yeah, that's what we do, you know? So, and I'm never dating an African, okay? So with
that
being
said,
no, I'm just saying, you know, because you're using that as an example. But like I was saying is that he said when his jump offs was watching a porno with two girls going at it. And I was like, yeah, that shit is disgusting. That's some faggot shit. And he's like, oh, come on, dog. You mean to tell me that if you was there and a girl was sucking your dick, you wouldn't want the other girl to eat the other girl out? I'm like, yo, dog, that's some nasty shit. Like, that's some real gay shit. He's like, oh, well, shit, fuck it. You're one in a million. And you're right. I am
now
one
what?
In a million.
Say that again. That what?
Yeah, I'm
oh,
one
so
in a million.
So he was watching two girls do something together?
Yeah, with his girl or with one of the girls he was messing with. Like, they was watching
but
porno.
A lot of guys love that, though.
Exactly. I don't. I think it's not meant for a guy and a guy and a girl and a girl to be together. But like I said, I don't make the rules and I'm not God, so I can't.
A guy and a guy and a okay, uh huh. Well, did you hear about the assassination that somebody wanted to the feds held up this whole situation because somebody literally wanted to like kill Obama and his crew? It was all over the news.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mhm.
Of course, because people are afraid of the people are afraid. I mean, first of all, Obama's not 100% black, but to other people's eyes, he's black. So with that being said and done, they don't want the black man to. And just for you dumbasses out there that don't know, the president doesn't run the United States. So even if a black person or a white person was in there, Congress still runs the United States and the Superior Court. So therefore, you guys are fucking dumbasses. But they don't want a black man to be in power. Well, Newsflash, I don't mean to sound racist, but you white motherfuckers are now the minorities. We're not the minorities no more. The minorities are you white people, you white males, because women are now, they used to be minorities. So women, white or black, doesn't matter, and all the colors of the rainbow, besides the white man, were the majority, and they're now the minorities. Why? Because it's less of them, and it's more of us. So with that being said and done, I don't give a fuck if it's an Indian, white woman, black man, president, Puerto Rican, I don't give a fuck. It does not matter, but it's, you know what I mean, they're still the minority. But what I'm trying to say is the fact that they don't want to, we've been running this shit anyway. Whether we have a black president or not, we still run the United States, all right? We run the world. You might have a lot of white people in power, but brothers run the fucking world, okay? Because if that man, Obama, gets assassinated, the United States, the world needs to fear the black man. Not only the black man, because it's not just a race thing. Actually, it's not just a black thing. Because you also, just like Martin Luther King, you had white people fighting for the rights. It wasn't just black people. You had Chinese, Puerto Rican, you had everybody. I mean, once again, it was the majority crowd because everybody worked together. So if the black man gets assassinated, it's going to, I fear for this world because it's going to be nothing but havoc. Like, people aren't going to be afraid of the cops no more. All right? People aren't afraid of cops now. They just fall back because they're like, ah, you know what, I'm a fall back. But just imagine that for a whole, just imagine if, you know, if New York City alone, and New York City is really kind of small because it's just like a little island. It's big, but it's small. Just imagine New York City going buck wild. There's more people in the world than cops. I mean, there's more people in New York City than cops. So just imagine. What would they do? If everybody went ballistic, what would you do? So imagine if the whole world were going ballistic. They didn't give a fuck with the cops, the government, nothing. And we ran the shit. I mean, it would be fucking ridiculous. So it's like, it's good to have that. People are ignorant. You know what I mean? Just like overseas, did you hear about the one guy, and these motherfuckers, they don't even vote for the president. This guy was walking around with an Obama shirt, vote for Obama. And some guy overseas didn't like it. I think it was in Britain or whatever. And he was making jokes and all, and the guy was shitting on him. So the guy left, and the guy that had the Obama shirt on, he got up. And he was like, all right, I'm out of here. As soon as he went outside, the guy shot him in his face just because he had an Obama shirt. And they can't put in a vote. They just support it overseas, and they can't vote for the president. So it's crazy. If it's a black guy in the fucking, or a black face, a brown face in the office, niggas don't gonna like that. And I don't mean niggas in black. I mean niggas as in ignorant bastards. But it's okay. I already know he's going to win. I don't believe in the voting thing. I mean, if y'all want to vote, go ahead and do it. But I don't believe they're going to let us pick the president. But I think whoever is in charge of picking the president is going to make it happen. For two reasons. One, because the economy sucks and nobody can fix it. So when a black man gets in office, or black face, brown face, gets in the office and his term is over, they can say, see, you had a black president and he couldn't do nothing. So then it'll push black folks back like another fucking 100 years before you see another black president again. Number one. Number two, because everybody wants a black president. So to make it seem like voting, your vote does count, they're making it happen. So you go, oh yeah, my vote does count, but damn sure it don't. That's what it is, though. Someone called me an angry black man the other day at one of my stores. He's like, you're an ignorant nigga. Like, why am I ignorant? I can't speak my mind? Then he hit me over with the famous line, oh, if he doesn't win, it's because your vote Motherfucker, if our vote don't count for shit. What are you talking about? If he doesn't win, it's because you didn't vote. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're looking for an scapegoat. That's like saying, oh, the Lakers didn't win because Kobe didn't play. Speaking of Kobe, this thing over here likes Kobe. Anyway, so, he's a bum. Huh? I was having a conversation today with some of my coworkers because I went to work on my day off just to handle some stores. And I was like, yo, I don't like basketball. I hate basketball because it's a pussy sport. You know what I mean? You get touched, not even hard, like a little slap. Not even a slap. It was like your hand grazes Kobe's shoulder. Oh, it's a foul. Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? Are you that sensitive? Are you that fucking... And you're giggling back there because you know it's the fucking truth. Like... And then someone's, oh, because he's a star. He's allowed to do that. Oh, really? He's allowed to bend the fucking... He's a fucking bitch. That's what he is. All right? He's a bitch that bought his wife a big-ass fat ring because he wanted to put it in a white girl's ass. He's a fucking bitch. He's a homo.
Shut up. Stop hanging on the fucking...
And the only reason why you like Kobe is because you think he's attractive.
Whatever.
Do you know his stats?
I do. How about this? I don't like you and you're not attractive. How about that one?
You're right. I'm not.
Can't stand you.
I'm just playing. Yeah, I want to send this song out to all the haters. Because I already know that Obama's going to win. So I'm going to send this song right out here to the haters. Listen to this song. Listen to the show. This is Angry Bastard Radio. Listen to the show. And
but you didn't want him to win.
I don't want him to win because I don't want him, because I know he's not going to be able to do shit. So if he wins, all they're going to do is have the, oh, well, see, he didn't do that and he didn't do this. Like, it's going
to
take more than...
I mean, it would be nice to see that, but I don't know. Do you really think the world is really going to do that? You know, with all these racist people down south, all of that?
I mean, that doesn't matter because it's like, I'm sure they have a clone of Bush, just like they have a clone of Obama. Like, nowadays, like, do you really think the president that be walking around all free where he can easily get shot at is walking around all free? They're cloning people, which means all they got to do is make a clone and have that motherfucker walking around while the real president is in a bunker chilling or something like that. I mean, this is 2008. If you think they're not cloning people, you got to be crazy. They're cloning food, and we're eating food that we don't know is cloned. This shit tastes different. But hey, fuck it. No motherfuckers being cloned, and the motherfuckers ain't telling you about it. But this song is going out to all the haters. Hi, hater. Fucking, this song by Young Jeezy and Nas. And if you don't like black people, or you don't want Obama to go in, this song is definitely going to you, you fucking pussy faggots. And if you have a problem with it, call up 914-338-1782. I'm not going to play the whole joint. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. Let's go.
Yeah. Be the realest shit I never wrote.
I ain't write this shit, by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
Be the realest shit you ever quote.
Yo.
My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. My mama ain't at home. Don't that sound like some dumb shit? When you die of a crude order,
as black as my nigga Boo. It's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga Clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama, on my way to Savannah.
My president is black. My president is Puerto Rican. What if we had a Puerto Rican president? Does that mean that rice and beans would be free for Spanish people all over the world? Free car washes every Monday. Free orange juice every Tuesday.
Free How about white, KFC? Free... If Obama's for president now, we're going to have KFC. National food.
Yeah, we have I think FUBU, if Obama wins, I think FUBU will collaborate with KFC.
That doesn't make any sense, and that's not funny.
It's very funny.
How is FUBU and KFC or whatever going to be connected?
Because back then, people, all black folks rock was FUBU. Until somebody came out and said, nah, that shit is whack. Everybody would have a Kango. Instead of a toy, everybody get a Kango if you buy a bucket of chicken. Everybody, I want to just give a shout-out to y'all about Taco Bell. Taco Bell will be giving away a free taco between 2 and 6 tomorrow.
You fucking asshole.
No, I'm here for real.
Yeah.
Dealing with the baseball game. Something about the baseball game. Someone hit... Let me look up the right information. Free taco. Free Taco World Series. There you go. Oh, the Phillies play today for free. You know, if they win today, they'll be champions. All right, here we go. Free tacos for America on Tuesday, October 28th. See, Miss Thang, you thought I was fucking bullshitting. Millions of baseball. I'm about to read it to you. Millions of baseball fans now have something else to cheer about in the 2008 World Series: free tacos. Taco Bell restaurants across the country are preparing for one of the biggest taco giveaways in the company's history. As the official quick service restaurant of Major League Baseball, Taco Bell will serve up millions of Americans a free crunchy seasoned beef taco as part of its Still a Taco World Series promotion. Baseball and taco fans alike can get their free taco by simply visiting a participating Taco Bell restaurant on Tuesday, October 28th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. local time. No purchase is required, one taco per customer.
So I guess you're gonna go like 10 times.
You already know. I'm going like 6 or 7 of the motherfuckers. Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Jason Bartlett stole free tacos for America from Taco Bell as he stole second base in the bottom of the 5th inning of game 1 at the World Series. When I was running back out to the field for defense after the 5th inning, I was told that Taco Bell was going to give everyone in America a free taco, said Bartlett, whatever. The first thing that crossed my mind was all of my buddies back home in California who are probably on their way to Taco Bell that very minute. It's pretty cool. I'm sure I'm going to get more than a few text messages from my friends thanking me for winning them a taco, I guess. Taco Bell has a long history of think outside the bun promotions with Major League Baseball. In addition to last year's success, Still a Base, Still a Taco World Series promotion, the company has also placed its famous free taco target at multiple World Series games. Taco Bell is currently in its 5th year as an official sponsor of Major League Baseball. So you already know what it is. I will be getting my free 10 tacos. I already went online. That's some cheap shit. I went online to find out, you know, what Taco Bell I can go to. So far, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have like 5 tacos. I'm willing to waste the gas so I can get 5 free fucking tacos. Speaking of tacos, for some reason yesterday I went into these fast food restaurants around my way. Yesterday I went to KFC. I ordered some barbecue wings with the bone and some original strips and a biscuit. I got no biscuit and I got boneless wings. I ate them. I was like, fuck it, whatever. Before I walk in, I'll just eat it. Went to Taco Bell that night. Told these motherfuckers I wanted a Nacho Bell Grande and 2 spicy chickens. Got home, opened the bag. One of my spicy chickens was fucking missing. And the Nacho Bell Grande tastes like straight up dog shit. So I was planning on going back. But I said, you know what? What's the fucking point? Even though I'm hungry now, what's the point in doing that? Maybe that's just a sign not to eat there. So the last time I'm going to eat there is tomorrow when I get my tacos. Yeah, that's some fat shit. Well, that's the show. Make sure y'all head us up tomorrow. We will be here 7 to 9. 7 to 9 p.m. And Miss Thing might not say shit. Cause
she 2 hours.
Talk.
That's what's up.
She can talk up a storm. So Miss Thing better get her friends, and we're going to get it in. It's probably going to be pretty much 7 to 8, but it depends on how spicy it is. If it gets real juicy, then I'll extend it an hour. But it's going to be a full... It's going to be a full cast, so make sure y'all bring all your friends, because it's going to be a blast. We're going to be doing our thing, so make sure you hit us up on our show page. And once again, GQ is not here to talk to girls. GQ has a girl. She's Puerto Rican, and she has a shit together. So please do not hit me up, because I will probably give my spouse the link so she can trust me, so she knows I'm not hollering from chicks on MySpace. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Make sure you hit us up. I will be promoting. You can hit us up also at MySpace.com/technical_difficulty_show. We haven't done a show over there in ages, so it's probably pointless. So just stay focused on the Angry Bastard one, and we'll see y'all here tomorrow, 7 to 8. Hopefully, you people will be there. It's going to be a trust issue Tuesday. Peace. Hey, Miss Thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear a song before we get out of here?
Mm-hmm.
What song would you like to hear? Now, I upgraded my shit, so I'm sure I got something that you like.
Beyonce.
Well, I actually have to download some of them tracks for tomorrow's show, but I don't have that. So I guess I just lied to you.
You don't have that.
Good. I don't like that song, but
what's the link to your MySpace again? Is Angry...
Huh? Is Angry... Mm-hmm. _...
Mm-hmm.
Bastard...
Mm-hmm.
_...
Mm-hmm.
Radio. Yeah, work those fingers up and go check that page out.
I tried doing that, but it won't go in. Oh, I found it.
I see.
Hello?
So, yeah, give me a song. Yeah, what we want.
I don't know.
You know what? I'll put it. Let's see. See, I want to play that other joint, but I don't want to play that because I'm going to say that for tomorrow's show. So let's see. What can I put on for you fucking bastards? Little Wayne and Benja Stout? Nah, I'm not putting that shit on. Mike Knox. Murder Mook. It's all right. I'm about to put on some brand new shit. Let's see. Matter of fact, you know what? Put this on. Fuck it. I'll spice it up for the show tomorrow. This is the male version of Bust My Windows. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Yo, Skills, who's that?
Who's what?
Who's that right there?
Right where?
Right there.
Skills. Oh, that's my sister.
Yes.
She works with me.
Your sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, where you going?
Okay.
Wait, hold. Wait, where you going?
Your sister.
Put that down.
Your sister.
Put that down.
All right, we'll see.
I bust the windows out your car.
Oh, no, you won't. If you're thinking about doing it, I suggest you don't. I know you got feeling, your tears are pouring. Don't do that, Jazz. I ain't got insurance.
What up?
Put the bat down. I'ma give you a warning. I only cheated once and I ain't even enjoy you.
That's cool.
I know the way that I did you was whack, but you don't get it to back like that.
Watch.
I promise, honest, I'm finna change. Stop swinging on me. Let me explain. Your girlfriend's got in your head again. See, I was going out with Craig and them.
Mm-hmm.
She smiled. I smiled. That's when I thought she had a change of heart.
No.
Man, listen, she did. Damn, she bust the windows out my car.
And though it didn't mend my broken heart, I'll probably always have these ugly scars. But right now I don't care about that part. I'll bust the windows out my
car. I'm gonna explain how you get it too. That bomb been ticking, but I lit the fuse. You acting insane, I can say that too. You wanna play games, I can play that too. Oh, now we busting windows, alright, cool. Remember that key you gave me? I put it to use. Close your mouth, I've been to your house. And I burned up all your shoes, yeah.
You did what?
I burned them up.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Don't lie to me.
I swear to God.
If I go ahead and my shoes burnt up,
and
it's going to be hell. It's going to be hell.
I knew you. That's my face. I knew you didn't just hit me in the face.
You know exactly what the hell
hey,
I should
be. Where's my phone at? I'm about to call the cops on your ass. You crazy.
Yeah, I am.
You crazy.
Yeah, I am. And who fault is that? Oh,
but you keep quiet out.
Also be talking about how many songs from Beyonce and this chick cause arguments and many breakups. I started my ass off. We'll see you tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in at 7 p.m., possibly to 9, but it's 7 to 8 from now on, but I'll let you guys know. I will be promoting, like I said, hit us up on that MySpace page, and peace out. I will try to unmute Miss Thang over there, but I muted her and then pushed the music, and then as I pushed the music, the show reloaded. So when it reloaded for the next show, preparing for the next show. So pretty much now I have like a big blank screen because it won't let me unload, you know what I mean? It won't let me reload it. So thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night. I'm GQ. Miss Thing is over there. And we out this motherfucker. Peace out. One.